Stacey and Chase Fu, weekdays 4 to 7pm.
Today is Woman Crush Wednesday, and we had to push back some of the content that we had for this hour, but I think it's a very, very important thing that Stacey Norman addresses a few things that she's come across on social media. Given the platform and the opportunity, Stacey, I said this to you earlier, I think it is your responsibility to put things like this in the limelight so a different conversation can begin and a narrative can be more moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jasper. It was very presidential of you. So let me use my inside voice. Obviously, we are people on the radio. You listen to us all the time between 4 and 7. And a lot of what we do is visible.
Yeah.
We get how visible we are. I mean, every picture you see, we had to stand there while that picture was taken.
Yeah.
So we know. And as a show, part of this fantastic brand, we really want to emulate all that the brand represents. So when I think KZN and I think East Coast Radio, I think family.
Mm.
I think community.
Mm.
I think people with ginormous hearts and ginormous hair, but that's mainly because of the humidity. and I feel very at home here.
Yeah.
And we literally, a week ago, on our Wednesday edition of Stacey and Jasper, did the fixer in the last hour.
Yeah.
And we told you a story about a lady whose mother has fat-shamed her, body-shamed her since she was a child. And it was just so inconceivable to me that this had happened to this girl. And to you, KZN, you came through with the voice notes and you said all these things. And then, as luck would have it, this morning, the same thing happened to me.
Mm.
Not by my mom, I'm happy to report. Not by random people on the street, but by comments on our Facebook page.
Mm.
Now, here's the deal. I get it. People gonna say what they're gonna say. Hate is gonna hate. You know what I mean? And that's fine, and you can put it into context. But as a woman, it is especially upsetting to be attacked personally when it's by another woman.
Eesh.
And all of these negative comments, and I get it, like sometimes you're going to listen to the show, you're going to be like, oh, Stacey and Jasper, oh, so boring and annoying. And I understand that. And you're entitled to your opinion. But this was not that. There were comments that were so malicious and mean
towards you directly. It's okay.
We had to take the post down. Now look.
Yeah.
Everyone's going through it. We're going through the most. And what we try to do here is create another opportunity for you to find community, for you to find family. So we're very vulnerable. We're very open. And I get that not everyone's going to like what I wear or my face or my hair or my body.
Mm.
But I think it's important that we remember that behind those comments are people making them. And if this is triggering for you because you've done it, then you need to maybe examine your behavior. But I can read, thank God. I am literate, and as such, I can see and I can read. And it doesn't make me feel great and doesn't make anybody feel great. So just a young reminder in a whole pandemic, women, please, not to each other. Not publicly like that. Not ever. We need to support one another. And not literally publicly shame each other, not for work ethic or bad decisions or just for body, for appearance. Please don't minimize me or any of my lady counterparts. Let's not minimize each other to what is between our legs, to what is on our faces, to how we dress our bodies. We're in a pandemic. So please either do better or do less. Station.
Now, Stacey Norman, I just want to take the opportunity to applaud you for sharing your vulnerability with KZN. I'm also very, very disgusted in some of the stuff that I see on social media, specifically this particular post. I didn't get a chance to see it per se, but everyone's been talking about it. And to see another woman not want to see another woman do great.
Doesn't make sense, right? It's weird.
In a public space.
Yeah.
Whereas in this time, women have been going through the most. And this is the time when women must be together, fighting together to have impact and to move the strength of women forward and to be bigger. I just don't, as a guy, I just don't get it. And it's weird and it's crazy. And a lot of people send through voice notes. Let's take a listen to what a few people have to say across KZN with regards to what Stacey Norman experienced on social media.
Wow, what a powerful moment on radio. Hear, hear. Stacey, really? It's something that actually I can never understand why women cannot support one another. Mm-hmm. It's actually unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a crisis. We're trying to teach our children not to be bullies. Well, wow. Let's start with ourselves. Strength to you, my love. Strength to you.
Thank you. There you go, Jasper. So that voice note, that's a lady. She doesn't get it either. And we were not going to talk about this in the first hour. This morning was alerted to what had happened on this particular post by an East Coast radio listener whose name is Chanel, who has already sent me a message. Thank you, Chanel. She's like, I'm defending you, queen. I'm here for you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And my thing is, we need to examine the culture, right? So obviously we have a greater culture as a country. We have a culture as KZN. We have a culture as East Coast Radio. And we have a culture on the show. And maybe people don't understand where the line is. But I want to assure everybody that I am not a robot. Nor is Jay Spoo. Nor is Buchle. Nor is Nick. Nor is producer Zama. We are people.
Human beings.
And yes, we come in and we perform every day between four and seven. But when I was at home today in my pajamas, thinking about not coming in,
jeez,
because of these three comments in particular, I was like, that got dark very fast. This is not about putting things into context and moving on. Your words carry weight. And we're just people. So yeah,
you know what I really like, I really want to get to the bottom of is the why. Why is it? And KZN, maybe you can chime in as well. Like, why is it necessary from your perspective for another woman to invest so much of energy and effort into bringing down another woman on a public platform? Because tell you this, Stacey, those women that are busy shaming other people on social media will never come up to you face to face.
But that's the thing. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it either.
Yeah, I mean,
hold my baby. No, but
lose a face.
No, but it's. I mean, and I understand that. And I get it comes with the territory and blah 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 blah. It's just we're now having this conversation. So I think Jasper is right. Ladies, do you want to weigh in here? Do you want to have a conversation? Is this something that happens to you? Have you noticed it? Because maybe this is the conversation we're not having as women. It's all like girl power. Who runs the world?
But
girls,
not dealing with the underlying issue.
But are we actually supporting each other on the ground? So we'll pick it up after Newswatch and stuff. So voice notes. Vibe. Hoi.
We've got Bronwyn on the line. Bronwyn, how are you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
What's up, Stacey and Jasper? How are you guys doing?
Hey, man. How's it? Welcome, welcome. Bless us with knowledge.
So, when I heard your story on the radio, I got so upset and I was like swerving all over the road and I was just using bad words and I was like, I think it is really, really disgusting and childish that people behave like this on social media. How dare you, as a human being, attack another human being in 2020? How do we do that? We can blame COVID and we can blame all the stress, but let me tell you something. That woman, that girl, she was doing this before COVID.
Yeah.
You know? She's been attacking people before COVID. So I can't understand how people can do that. You know, as a guy who has, you know, not taking anything away from your story, but as a guy who has a name Bronwyn, I have been hated on a lot,
yeah.
Which means I don't post on social media. I don't do those kinds of things. It hurts people. And Stacey, big up to you. You know, talking about this is maybe the best thing we should be doing these days, because, you know, other young girls out there who get hated on social media, they then shut down and they, you know, they go through depression and all that.
Hey.
The best thing to do, I think, is to start naming and shaming people. It's the only way they're going to stop. So, Stacey, if you want to give names and numbers to me, I will do it for you.
Oh, Bronwyn.
Thank you, Bronwyn.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
We did get a couple of voice notes. We'll start with this one from Roshni.
Good afternoon, Stacey and Svo. Svo, this is your Indian mom from Seatown.
Yay, mommy!
Stacey, I didn't read the post on Facebook, but to hear the pain in your voice when you shared is enough to show the strength that you have inside of you as a lady, as a woman. It is miserable people that break down other people. And in this case, a female breaking down another female, it's just not wrong. But take it from a strong woman who's ruled this world, my world. You rock. You are the strongest lady out there today. And I take my hat off to you, girl. I applaud you.
Shout out to Roshni.
Thank you,
man.
Roshni. Thank you.
Oh, that's my old lady, by the way. That woman raised me, bruh.
She raised you right,
she
too.
Raised
she raised you right.
Hi, Stacey. I can totally agree with what you went through. I am now 36 years old and was born squint. And I clearly remember to this day being around 8 years old after having to have eye operations to correct my squintness.
Hi, Stacey. It's Kayleen. You know that saying, misery loves company? That's basically it. When you're miserable, you bring the whole world down with you. That's what these ladies do, which is so unfair.
Stacey and Joyce Boo, there's one thing that I always, always remember, and that is that hurt people hurt people. Thanks. Love your show. Stay strong, Stace.
I think the psychology of being able to say something and thinking that you're nameless and faceless has brought out really the most horrible side of humanity. I think people have this idea that because it's faceless and nameless, they can say whatever they want. And because you're in the public eye, we believe that we can say whatever we want. And it doesn't hurt and it doesn't affect because you put that on yourself for wanting to be in the public eye. But I think that's absolute crock. I think we can be better. I'm a pastor. My name's Dale. I'm a pastor. And my biggest thing is we need to be the difference. And I am not sad about South Africa because of race issues, because of politics, because of anything. I'm sad because of the hate. There's so much hate and it breaks my heart. We are called to be the difference, and yet there's no difference in us.
Stacey, don't worry about that, because hurt people hurt people.
Hey Stacey, it's Rosie Girl, Kirsten from Maritzburg. Four words for you, girl. Hurt people, hurt people. And that's what we're dealing with right now. So, yeah, this lady, I haven't read the post, but I can kind of gauge what's happening. She's got some her own hurt going on right there. So, yeah, hurt people, hurt people. Big loves, girl.
Stacey and Chase Food, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.